Then we have arginosuccinic acid urea. This compound, that is arginosuccinic acid, it is found in the urea cycle. And when any defect occur in the urea cycle, we know that there occurs rise in the level of the ammonia in the plasma. And when ammonia levels increases in the plasma, it results in metabolic acidosis, producing encephalopathy, and that is the most dangerous manifestation of this disease. It is inherited as autosomal recessive inheritance caused by the mutation in gene ASL, which encodes a protein or the enzyme that is arginosuccinate lyase. This lyase is important for breaking it down and for keeping the urea cycle going, preventing the accumulation of amino of the ammonia. So the disease begins very early in the age, even 12 to 72 hours after the birth, with the features like vomiting, confusion, or coma due to acute hyperammonemia. Later on, it also present with the features in the hair, mainly the trichorhexis nodosa, but the most important manifestation is hyperammonemia leading to encephalopathy and manifesting as vomiting, confusion or coma. इसी फीचर को हमने प्रिवेंट करना होता है, लेकिन अनफॉर्चुनेटली जब तक हमें डिटेक्ट हो जाता है कि हाइपर अमोनिया अमोनिया के लेवल्स प्लाज्मा में इंक्रीज यानी कैफेलोपैथी है, तो वो डेवलप हो चुकी होती है. सो प्रोग्नोसिस ये कि इवन विद द ट्रीटमेंट मोस्ट ऑफ द पेशेंट हैव ऑलरेडी डेवलप लर्निंग डिफिकल्टीज एंड दोज विद सिवियर डिफेक्ट्स डिवेलप न्यूरोलॉजिकल प्रॉब्लम्स इंक्लूडिंग एपिलेप्सी एंड क्रॉनिक लिवर डिजीज. For the investigations, we can detect the level of amino acids in the urine and also mutation analysis. For management, dietary protein restriction is important. L-arginine can be given because it corrects the deficiency of the amino acid and also facilitate the excretion of ammonia. These measures prevent hyperammonemia and lead to resolution of the trichorhexis nodosa. But if neurological manifestations have not yet developed, it may help. Otherwise, usually the neurological damage have occurred by the time of the diagnosis.